Victor Peruta has been a psychic medium for more than 20 years and the founder of the Victory of Light Expo, which began in 1992. He's also co-founder of Victory of Light Paranormal Investigations, which is a high-level paranormal investigations and research team that serves the greater Cincinnati region. But this weekend, the 42nd Victory of Light will take place at Sharonville Convention Center, and Victor's back to share the details. Welcome back to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you, Robin. Good to see you.
Now, I understand that this weekend's event is your largest ever. Do you think interest in metaphysical seems to be growing, in your opinion, or what might you attribute the growth of your event?
Actually, I think it is growing. It's always been something that's fascinated people, but people seem to be more and more interested in it. And it's kind of out of the closet. It's gone mainstream. So anytime you turn on the TV, there's always going to be a show on UFOs or psychics or psychic mediums, hauntings and ghosts. So yeah, the interest is definitely there.
You have not only the subjects that you just mentioned, but you also have a lot of information, exhibitors, and also seminars that are about holistic health and wellness, which I think also is becoming more and more mainstream.
Absolutely. It's been integrated. So many traditional medical practices now are using massage therapists or acupuncturists or nutritionists, and these are things that you didn't see a few years ago. So there's a demand for it. The public is interested in alternative health. Statistics even show that more money is spent on alternative treatments these days than on traditional medical treatment. So that's a huge multi-billion dollar shift in the way we want to do our healthcare. And I think it's great because it empowers the patient to take preventive measures and to be in charge of their health. So they're taking a proactive position on their health and wellness. Also, I think one of the focuses of the Victory of Light, and this is the way it's always been over the last 20-some years, is this is where you get real information about metaphysics, ghosts, and hauntings. There is a science behind it all. And there's a lot of fear, there's a lot of emotion, there's a lot of superstition around it. And the Victory of Light Expo seeks to dispel the myths and the stories and gives people actually information that's very, very helpful. And at the Victory of Light Expo, if you have a ghost in your house, nobody's going to laugh at you. You're going to find out who it is, what's going on, and you'll be able to get the help that you need to be in charge of your life more. And we're about expanding the whole concept of human potential. I think everyone knows that if we even tapped into 10% of what we're capable of, it would be amazing what we can do. The equipment's inside of us. All you have to do is know how to turn it on. It's lying there dormant, but you can activate it, and you can be intuitive, and you can get the answers that you need directly.
Now, someone who can provide some answers is a gal that I know you're excited about coming to Cincinnati for this upcoming expo, and her name's Patricia Michelle. Tell us about Patricia. I am going to mention before you start that looking at her bio and some of her past media appearances, she has been on local radio. She's had features in the Enquirer here in town and the former Cincinnati Post, and had been on television regularly in Cincinnati 20-some years ago.
Absolutely. And not only locally, but nationally and internationally. Patricia Michelle was a regular even on Good Morning America. And so she developed an international clientele, and she has a reputation of being one of the world's best psychic mediums. And she was also in many movies and many shows and many television programs, including one on Bobby Mackey's, the haunted bar in Wilder, Kentucky. And she's the one that opened the well and saw the severed head in there psychically. She's been in all the movies, all the shows. Her resume is a mile long. And I am so thrilled to have Patricia Michelle back in the public eye. She's been busy writing a new book. She'll be talking about the book that is currently in print, which is Beyond Positive Thinking. And she'll be doing psychic readings for members of the audience at Victory of Light without charge. So this is a great opportunity to hopefully get your questions answered by one of the preeminent world-renowned psychic mediums that are still around today.
There are a number of different psychics and readers who will be there, but there are other events, activities, seminars, workshops, and vendors that I'd like you to share some of your personal favorites that you're particularly excited about.
Well, first of all, the expo has expanded. We've got about 250 exhibitors now, Robin, and that's the largest we've ever had. So I'm thrilled that the Schermbeck Convention Center can accommodate us and allow us to grow our show. It's a family-friendly event. You can bring your family, and kids 12 and under get in for free. And it's not expensive to attend the expo. If you want to attend seminars at conferences, sometimes you can spend hundreds of dollars. But here, with just a few bucks, you get in and you get not only 60 seminars that you can attend over the 2 days, but it's a very festive atmosphere. We have live music, we've got dance, and we've got amazing shopping. We've got crystals, jewelry, imported items like clothing, art, pottery, paintings, and it's just an amazingly good time for the entire family. And you can learn something.
Who besides Patricia Michelle are you particularly excited about having to the expo this year?
I really must say that one of the things that I found absolutely amazing is mediumship spirit portraiture. There are two mediums. One's an artist. Her name's Jeanette Kay. And the medium that she teams up with is Chad Siebert. Amazingly accurate. And when they bring in information from departed loved ones, Chad brings in the messages, and Jeanette, right there in front of the audience, will draw a portrait of the deceased individual. And I've seen this done. It's spellbinding. And you see the member of the audience that is getting this message just be delighted that their loved one's portrait magically appears on paper in front of your eyes, and it's unmistakable. I think that's an exciting process to observe. That's free, and that is at 1 p.m. on Sunday, November 24th at the Expo. I'm also absolutely thrilled to have the Metamora Museum of Oddities exhibiting at Victory of Light this time. It's the first time we've ever had an exhibit like this. This is a gentleman's collection of mystical artifacts from around the world. Some of them are ancient, and they're from Africa, South America, Tibet. And these are religious and sacred objects that are used for healing, for rituals. And these are things that you may never see again. When I paid a visit to this museum, I was delighted. I thought it was the best museum I'd ever been to in my life. And so he'll be showing things like rattles used by voodoo priests and priestesses, healing instruments used by ancient cultures. It's just amazing what he'll have on display. So that in itself is exciting. A lot of people come for the entire weekend, and we make sure you don't have to leave because we have plenty of delicious food that the convention center provides and their vendors provide. Some people come on Saturday just to check it out, and there's so much to do, they have to come back on Sunday because they haven't seen it all in one day.
Well, with the museum and things like the feature-length documentary Sirius about
UFOs,
that'll
be very,
interesting.
We are screening Sirius, which is a full-length documentary about suppressed UFO technology. Now, anybody who's watched anything about UFOs, as you know, these ships can move amazingly quickly, and they don't use fossil fuels. That technology is supposedly out there, but it's being suppressed. And this documentary explores that entire phenomenon.
Victor, we could talk about all the different things you have going on. Like you said, you've got over 60 seminars and all these vendors, but folks can read in detail about each of the workshops on your website. But we're going to send them to our website first so that they can find a link and more information about your ticket prices and your hours and everything Victory of Light. It's always a pleasure to have you back. It's always something new to talk about. I've been with Victor Peruta. He's the founder of the Victory of Light Expo, which is coming up this weekend at Sharonville Convention Center. For Around Cincinnati, this is Robin Carey Allgaier.